Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to provide an update from the first 2 weeks in the 2016 Iowa legislative session. Well, Representative, we have officially started the 2016 legislative session, now 2 weeks into it. What are some of the things that the House has been working on in these early stages?
Well, there's been very little actual legislating done. Mostly we've been getting our feet back on the ground and figuring out where we're headed on a couple of things. But the big things that are coming up this next week will be what we're going to do about state supplemental aid for schools and also coupling on federal income tax.
For folks who aren't familiar with the House number right now, the governor released a 2.45% proposal for an increase in his budget during the condition of the state a couple weeks ago. What is the House number and what is the target right now that will be set, do you think, to the Senate if that number has been set? If not, what really are you looking at preliminarily when it comes to that supplemental state aid number?
Well, we left last year, left the Senate a bill that said 2%. And I suspect that we will stick to that number this year, even though now that we have a better handle on available revenue, frankly, 2% is going to be very, very difficult. So I'm guessing 2%.
Have you heard yet any programs? Because like you said, it'd be a revenue tight this year. What is really the difference right now with 2 and 2.65? Where the governor's money, where he's coming up with that money from where the House would?
Well, the governor did a couple of things with his revenue plan. One of them was he doesn't want to have coupling for 2015, which would mean there would be some pretty big tax bills coming out in March. I don't know exactly how much that is going to bring in or would bring in if we were to do that. But each 1% in increased SSA amounts to about $43 to $45 million. So it takes a big chunk every time we raise it at all.
And again, this was a part of his two-year proposal for that. And a lot of schools and superintendents, as you could imagine, and as you had the opportunity to talk to with the Pella School Board, seen that 2% would probably be low, but some did agree with the 2.65. How are you going to plan to close that gap with the governor? Do you think he would sign off on a 2%?
Yeah, I think he will sign off on the 2% because he can't, if that's what we pass, he can't raise it, and the only thing he could do would be to veto it, in which case schools would get nothing. So I think he will settle for whatever the legislature comes up with. My hope is that we get this done early. Once again this year, the House is taking the approach of saying, here's what we can afford. Let's get this done early and get the money to the schools. It was my impression from that meeting with the Pella School Board, and I had the same impression from the Oskaloosa School Board, that what they really are interested in is a timely number, and I didn't get the impression they were going to quibble over a half a percent.
And then as you look ahead at some of the other legislation that will come up, you mentioned the coupling and the state supplemental aid early. What are other things that you've kind of heard from other committees or committees that you work on that might be topics of interest moving forward?
Well, I haven't heard a whole lot. Frankly, it seems to me that the number of bills we're seeing this year so far, at least, is lower than usual. I do have a bill in state government that I'm interested in, which would move school board elections from September to coincide with municipal elections, mayor and city councils, in November. And the reason I want to do that is to substantially increase turnout for school board elections. So we'll see how that goes. That bill should go to subcommittee maybe next week.
And have you got a gauge yet of the support yet, or are you going to kind of wait and see how it goes through the committees?
Well, we always have to wait and see, but I have had bipartisan interest in doing that, and the Des Moines Register, for one, has editorialized that they think it's a good idea, so I'm anticipating that there will be some pretty good support for it.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.